Good morning, everybody. We'll try today to look a little at one of the Psalms of Tehillim, which we say quite a few times, especially on Shabbos. In the morning prayer, we say them twice. Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat. Why do I want to talk about it? Because David HaMelech wrote a beautiful book. And this book is like, not only the Jews use it, all over the world is being used. And this is, let's say, the best seller of all times. And I don't think there is any other book that was written in so many languages and is published so many copies. But the thing has to come from us. And when we say Mizmor Shir on Shabbat, do we really know what we're talking about? So we read it. Mizmor Shir on Shabbat, Tov Leodot LaHashem Uzamer LaShem. I'm sure that a lot of us know it by heart with no problem. But do we understand what's the connection to Shabbos? Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat, the beginning is very nice, but then what do we talk about? What is this, all the things that we talk here have to do with Shabbos? We're talking about Lagid Baboker Chasdecha, Ve'emunat Chabalelot, Magadlu Ma'asecha, whoa, you a great God. Okay, so what exactly is the Shabbos doing here? So the Rasha Hirsch, Reb Shimshon Raphael Hirzatzal, he's got a beautiful explanation on Tehillim. And he puts the things down so we can understand what we're talking about. And then, the next time we say Mizmor Shir HaShabbat or any other psalm, we will connect to it and understand what it's all about. And Mizmor Shir HaShabbat, what is the Shabbos? What is really the Shabbos for Am Yisrael? What do you think it is?
It's the basis of our faith.
It's the basic of everything. In other words, without Shabbos, there is nothing. Because the Shabbos is really, from one point of view, Shabbat Bereshit, which means God created the world in 6 days, and the 7th day is Shabbos, to show us that God is behind everything. Then, also Shabbos is like, from one point of view, a rest day. Yes? We rest on Shabbos. What is the purpose of Shabbos? What is the purpose of Shabbos? No? Any ideas? You're keeping Shabbos, I hope, yes? No. Any ideas? Why do you keep Shabbos? What's the idea behind it?
6 days,
you're
giving
a rest. So it's a rest? A what is it? A rest? A edut? Okay, it's a edut. What do you do with this edut? What am I supposed to do on Shabbos?
When you can say, stop the world, I want to get off.
Right. I want to go up.
Off.
I want to go up. Okay, I want to go up. I don't want to go off. I want to go up. I want to go up to the next world. And really, Shabbos is Me'en Olam Abba. Or Chaim HaKadosh writes that if we don't keep Shabbos, we've got no connection to Olam Abba. Because Shabbos is called Me'en Olam Abba. In other words, the power of Shabbos is the power that maintains everything. So, Shabbat Vayinafash. What is Shabbat Vayinafash? So one of the explanations is that on Shabbos, the world got his soul, his power to go on. In other words, each Shabbos gives the power for the next week. Go to the desert. What was going with Am Yisrael through the desert for 40 years? And by the way, in our parsha, something happens with this thing, and Am Yisrael complaining. What is it? Water. The well of Miriam was going with Am Yisrael all the 40 years. And says the Rasha Hirsch that the Shabbos is exactly like the well of Miriam. It's
kind of meat also.
Oh, sorry?
Meat. Basar.
Yeah, but Maim is Chayim. Maim is life. Maim is Torah. Maim is everything. Maim is the existence of us. But more than 60% from our body is water. The whole world is built on water. In other words, with no water, there is nothing. The water is the basic of everything. And from this point of view, the Maim in the desert especially, what is the most thing that you... What do you need more than anything in the desert? Water. Without water, you cannot survive. Yes, that's it. So, water is really the thing that gives Am Yisrael life through the desert. And says the Rasha Hirsch, that's exactly Mizmor Shir Leyom HaShabbat. Yom HaShabbat is what gives Am Yisrael the power, like the whale of Miriam, to go through our, let's say, galut and life in a much easier way. So what do we do? Mizmor shir leyom haShabbat, tov leodot laHashem ulezamer leShimcha Elyon. In other words, what's the purpose of Shabbos? You give all those beautiful answers, but you know, what do you do on Shabbos? Do we go to sleep? What do? We daven, sleep, and eat. Yes?
Yeah,
that's the purpose of Shabbos.
All of it.
That's the purpose of Shabbos. Is this really what God wants us to do on Shabbos? Or God wants us to think about what? Like, stop. Okay, let's think about the creation. Let's think about God. Let's be with God for 24 hours. That's me'en olam haba. That's tov le'odot la'ashem. We on Shabbos supposed to go and look at the glory of God and the glory of the creation. That's the beauty of it. That's Mizmor Shir Lom HaShabbat. Tov le'odot la'ashem. Ulezamer le'shimcha Elyon. It's good to say thanks to God and to sing to His high holiness, which means He's up there, but still He cares about us. And when do we realize it the most? On Shabbos. Because during the week we work, we do things. We've got no time. But on Shabbos we have time. We have the whole time of the world. We stop working. No working. No nothing. What do? We think about the glory of God. We think about the power of Shabbos. Now let's see. Le'agid baboker chazdecha ve'emunatcha balelot. What does it mean? In the morning I will say your... How do you say mercy? Your
chasadim.
Your chasadim. What is a nice name for chasadim?
Generosity.
Okay. So in morning I'll talk about your generosity. Ve'emunatcha balelot. And at night I will talk about the belief in you. What is the difference?
Loyalty. Hey.
But what happens in the day? In the day I can see all the good. I can see God. I can see the creation. I can see God helping me. At night, it's when it's dark. I cannot see God. It's hard. It's the galut. It's difficult times. Then I also have to say what? Emunatcha. What I see, it's very easy to praise. Wow, how great you are. But what I don't see, that's the point of emunah. That's the basic of everything. The chokhmah is not to praise God when I see Him helping me. The chokhmah is when you think that God is not there. You think. And you don't see Him, but you still believe in Him. In other words, the night is the time of belief. To believe in God with all your heart. This is la'agid ba'boker chasdecha ve'emunatcha ba'lelot. In good times and in bad times. If we don't translate it. Yes, exactly. The faith is the basic of everything. It's not, you can tell, somebody can tell us that you have five lions waiting for you in the next room. You don't see them. You can either believe Him or not believe Him. But if they open the door, you can see. Are there lions or are they not? Now, God doesn't want us to open the door. God wants us to believe Him without opening the door. So if God tells us something, that's where the belief comes in. If God tells them, I am here and I'm looking after you, you have to believe in it. Even if sometimes you don't see it. And then comes this thing. Alei asor ve'alei navel alei igayon b'chinor. What do we say now? It looks like musical instruments. What's a soul? What's a nevel? What's a nevel? Nevel is, how do you call it in English?
A
nevel. A harp. What is a soul? No, kinor is a violin. A harp is a nevel. A kinor is a violin. About what?
The kinor,
I'm talking about akshav. It doesn't matter. It's a different instrument, and we'll understand in a minute why do we talk about different instruments. What is a saw? A saw, I don't know what a saw is. So he's...
Probably
a saw, eser. What is eser? When it's good, it's eser. Okay? A saw, eser. Remember, a saw, eser. When it's good, that's le'agid baboker chazdecha. When you see the glory of God, when you see God helping you, that's eser. So when you have those musical instruments, a saw is the one that you praise God, you're happy, you see God, God is helping you, you are Eser. Eser, by the way, not only Eser, Osher, rich, also with the ayin. So this kli, which is called a saw, is the symbol of all the good, the physical good, the things that you see with your own eyes. It's good, it's beautiful, but then it's not a big chokhmah to play to God, to praise God. Alei nevel, nevel, harp, in Hebrew, nevel, what does it remind you? Linbol, when something is rotten, getting rotten. Naval, when you have a flower, you set a perach naval. Nevela also you can call it, okay? Very good. In other words, nevel is like naval. Perach naval, the flower, how do you say naval?
With it.
So in other words, nevel is really the symbol of this. And by the way, nevel is also being used for very slow music, and sometimes it's a little sad. And this is when times are not so good. You also have to use the instrument and praise God and be happy with God. What is Alei Igayon Bechino? What is Igayon?
Rationalism.
What happened? In other words, good times, bad times, I rationalize it to what? To the kinnor. The kinnor is always happy. It's a happy instrument. In other words, levarech al hatov kmo shemevarech al hara. In other words, good and what we think is bad is really, if we think about it, alei asor v'alei navel alei igayon bechinor. A beautiful pasuk. Then it goes on. Ki simachtani Hashem befoalecha ubemeaseh adecha. I don't read the explanation, by the way. If you want to continue, I have it also in English. I think the explanation is a beautiful explanation. I'm just trying to put it in the time frame that we have in order to understand the idea that Rashi here brings to us with this beautiful psalm. Ki simachtani Hashem befoalecha. I look at the world, I'm in Shabbos, I am in a rest, and I look at the world and I say, God, you make me happy with what you did. This world is a beautiful world. Ma'aseh yadecha aranel. What is ma'aseh yadecha? What's the difference between simachtan yasem before alecha ube'ma'aseh yadecha aranel? What's the difference ma'aseh yadecha?
The creation of your hand.
Which means the creation in generally speaking, and what you do in the creation, for example, a miracle. And we had a lot of miracles happening to us. So when I look at the world and I see the existence for Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, in Dinat Yisrael, for example, this is one of the biggest miracles of all. So on Shabbos, we have the time to say thank you to God. Not only for the things that we see, but to reason, understand that Ma'aseh Yadecha Aranel, not only on the beautiful creation, the sun, the moon, how everything works very nicely all the time, also on the miracles that God is doing to us. In other words, Po'alecha is the general creation that God did in 6 days. This is Shabbos. And Ma'aseh Yadecha Aranel, all the things that I do that you do for me to save me from all my enemies. Magadlu Ma'asecha Hashem. How great are your deeds. Me'od amku machshevotecha. They are very deep, your thought. What does he want to tell us? Go on. Ishbar lo yeda uchsil yavin azot. What is ishbar lo yeda uchsil yavin azot? Is there a difference between a bar and a ksil? What is bar? Bar, by the way,
is someone who's more smart.
But, no, 1 minute. But when you learn the Gemara, the Arba Avot Nezakim, when you go through it, it's what the Bi'er B'Sde Acher, and you call Bar, you call Be'etzem Be'iro. What is Be'iro? Be'emto. Bar, it's another name for a behemoth, for a beast, for an enemy. Bar. In other words, Ish Bar, those who go after their desires, after the physical being and don't care about the spiritual thing, they are Bar. They cannot understand the deepness of the thoughts of God and what God really wants us to do, because they are running after their joys in life. They run to see the Mondial, run to see the game with this, they run to eat, to drink, to do all those beautiful things, but they don't stop for a minute to understand that there is something more. This is Ishbar. Somebody who goes only with his flesh and blood doesn't care about his soul. His soul is somewhere there. As he cannot understand what's happening here. What is ksil?
A
fool, but this is a very interesting fool. The Rasha has explained this ksil is somebody who thinks he knows everything. And that's the worst ksil there is. Because those who think they know everything, there's nothing you can teach them. So in other words, ksil lo yavin azot. He thinks he knows everything. How can you explain to him there is a God, there is Shabbos, there is this beautiful creation that God did? You cannot explain to him because he thinks he knows everything. So this is ishbar. Those who go like bar, like Behemoth, and the other one is like somebody who thinks he knows everything. And we have a lot of those people, those arrogant people that think they know everything. And then, before Achreshaim, what do they don't understand? What don't they understand? They don't understand. Before Achreshaim kemo ese v'yatzitzu kol po'alei avel lisham dam adead. They see all the Rashaim, all those evil people are growing and enjoying life. And it happens like before, they flourish. They have beautiful life. They cannot understand. It's like grass. Grows quickly. V'yatzitzu kol po'alei avel lisham dam adead. But what... How long are they going to exist? Do they have Olam Haba? Do they have a good end? No. They haven't got the Adiyad. They haven't got the next world. They haven't got the eternity of the soul that we've got. What is Po'alei Aven? Po'alei Aven. Po'alei Aven is very interesting. The Rashash goes on it again and again. Po'alei Aven is somebody who gets power from God and abuses it. Po'alei Aven. God gave you power, and instead of doing good with the power, you're doing bad. In other words, you're using the tools that God gave you to do bad. That's the worst thing. That's Po'alei Aven. In other words, those Po'alei Aven that use the force that God gave them, they are going to be doomed. You see them now very successful. They do good things for themselves, they enjoy life, but the end, it's going to come back to them. Ve'ata marom le'olam Hashem. You up there, you don't even have to go and look what to do with those po'alei aven. Why? You see them, it's unbelievable. Ki hine oyvecha, your enemies, Hashem, ki hine oyvecha yovedu, yitpardu kol po'alei aven. You know, when you do evil, evil comes back to you. If you act to other people in an evil way, they also act to you in the same way. When you educate your people to be bad, the bad is going to come back to you. And that's what's happening. You know, God doesn't have to do anything. Because when you educate your people to steal, to murder, to do all the worst thing on the world, that's the people you've got. So the next thing is you are going to be killed. In other words, God doesn't have to do anything. It's like if you are educating a society, a corrupt society, the corruption is going to also touch you at the end. So this is what he says. We don't have to do anything. They're going to do it by themselves. Vatarem, this is very interesting. I think a lot of people read this and don't even know what they read. Vatarem kirem karni baloti b'shemen ra'anan. Vatarem kirem karni baloti b'shemen ra'anan. What is he saying? Vatarem leharim. Leharim. To raise up. Kireem. Reem is a, how do you say it? Reem in the, this is a beast. How do you call it? Reem?
Ram.
A ram. Reem. Ram. Reem. Oh, you see, it's very easy. A ram. He's got beautiful horns. Beautiful horns. Tall and nice. So he says, David HaMelech, you are going to raise those who go do the righteous, do the good in your eyes, kirem karni, you're going to raise up my glory, my as the same way as the horns of a ram. Baloti b'shemen ra'anai. What is baloti b'shemen ra'anai? Baloti b'shemen ra'anai. Very hard word. Baloti. Not to enjoy, the opposite of levesua. Levalot, we said naval is to to sink, yeah. To how do you say linbol?
Wither.
This is baloti b'shemen ranan. We, those who go in the way of God, are going to make the others disappear slowly. Baloti, they're going to levalot otam, says the Rashi Arias. K'shemen ranan, but I am going to be like a fresh oil. Vatabet enai b'shurai, bakamim alai mereim, and I look now at all those who stand up and talk things like this, like that against God. Bakamim alai mereim, but my ears don't hear this. They hear something else. Tzadik katamar ifrach, ke'erez balbanon yisgeh. A tzadik raises up like a palm tree, And what is the difference between a palm tree and an erez? What's an erez, by the way, in English?
Pine
tree. What's the difference between a pine tree and a palm tree? A palm tree's got good fruits, but is not very strong. The other side, the erez, there, sorry?
Cedar?
Okay, cedar, okay. It's very strong and high. So the tzaddik gives fruit, like the tamar, good fruits, and is very high and strong, as the erez, balvanon, yisgeh. Shtulim bevet Hashem, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. What's the meaning of שתולים בבית השם בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו? שתולים is being planted in the house of God. And what is בחצרינו אלוהינו יפריחו? If your roots are in the house of God, then wherever you come out of the land, you are going to flourish in the good way. In other words, your roots will always be connected to the house of God. Now, the house of God doesn't mean literally the house of God. It's a spiritual thing. The whole idea here is to connect the physical part with the spiritual part, to understand and realize. That's why we say, when we rest on Shabbos, the idea is not resting and go to sleep and eat, and that's what it is, and daven. It's to get the idea that now we are 24 hours with God. And when we with God, we have to think about the creation, to raise up our belief in God, to talk about the gloriness of God. The benefits that God gave us. All those things. This is being connected to God. This is Shabbos. This is the meaning of Shabbos. Od yenuvun beseiva, deshenim verananim iyu. Now, what happens when you get older? You lose your power. What is he saying to us? Am Israel, od yenuvun beseiva. When they go to older age, deshenim ve'rananim iyu, they are satisfied and they are fresh like in the first day. Because when you are connected to your spiritual side, it's an unbelievable world. You can go to old age homes and you can see two pictures. If you go to an old age home which is mixed with, let's say, religion, Jews and not religion, you see a part of people, a lot of them sitting, maybe they count buses, I don't know, or look at the wall. But when you go to the part where you have those who were Talmidei Chachamim, you see action. You see active. They live. Now, I knew somebody, 103, he was sitting in an old age home. He looked like he was alive. He was alive. He was so alive that you see those 60 years old didn't look like him. If somebody saw the Rav Eliashiv Zatzal in his last years, you couldn't believe that this guy is over 100. You couldn't believe it. It was vital. This is the spiritual power that we've got. And where do we got this power? From Shabbos. The Shabbos is the basic of everything. It gives us the power. Le'agid ki yashar Hashem tzuri velo avlat abo. This is to come and tell, praise God, and says, you are my tzuri, you are my rock, you are my, but I can stand and know you are going to protect me. This is the idea of Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat. It's not just a few words. And by the way, it's very interesting enough to see that when we talk about Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbat, then the next one is Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh Lavesh. What is Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh Lavesh? God is wearing pride and again wearing. What's Lavesh Lavesh?
He's wearing the pride.
Hashem Ozit Azar. He says, you cannot see God. But if you can put clothes on God, you can see Him. What is the clothes of God? If you see the creation, you see what God did. Then you can see God. In other words, you cannot see physical God, but you can see what He does. It's like when you put something on something invisible. So when you've got nothing on it, you don't see. But when you put something on it, you see the figure of this invisible thing. And this is an unbelievable thing. It's, how can I see God? Through His deeds. That's what I do on Shabbos. I see God through His deeds. So then, Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh Lavesh Hashem Ozit Azar. Then when I think about God, then it leads me to the next psalm, which is Hashem Malach Geut Lavesh Lavesh Hashem Ozit Azar. Afti Kon Tevel Baltimot. The idea is to come to the day Yom Shekulo Shabbat. That's the end. That's when we are getting to our fulfill our mission in this world. And this is after kon devel baltimot. Then the world is going to stand and not going to collapse anymore. Nachon kisacha me'az me'olam ata. All the purpose of the chair of God, the throne of God, is for this thing. Me'az me'olam ata. Nasu ne'arot Hashem, nasu ne'arot dochyam. And then he compares it to the rivers that go to the sea. And all the rivers is all the, let's say, all the countries and all the kingdoms and all them, they do a lot of noise while they fall. But they fall. They fall. They do a lot of noise. When? When they're falling. And they're falling where? To the big ocean, which is swallowing them with that, like they were not there anymore. This is all those kingdoms that were in this world. They are doing a lot of noise, but this noise is only the symbol of the falling. And the more noise they do, the harder is the fall. And where do they fall? Into the ocean. The ocean is, the God is waiting for them, is swallowing everything, like the powers of the nature are swallowing everything. They take their voice, but their voice is the voice of Mikolot Mayim Rabim Adirim Ishbereyam. The ocean, the sea, is much stronger than all those rivers and all those falls. Edotecha ne'emnu me'od, levetcha na'ava kodesh, Hashem le'orech yamim. I just want to go to the next one. El nekamot Hashem, el nekamot ofia. This is also something that we say a lot. What is el nekamot? What God is looking revenge. For revenge. God is looking for revenge. The idea of revenge is not always explained in the right way. The revenge we're talking about is, I heard something, so I want now to give it back. In other words, I want to, what they say in Hebrew, lachzir atara liyoshna. I want to put the crown, to redeem. It's like something was damaged, and the nekama is to fulfill this damage, in order to fill it up so there is no damage. And this is also a beautiful thing, but one of the things that's in the, and this we will try to end this lesson. He says an unbelievable thing. Hayoser goyim alo yochiach, am lamed adam da'at. The question is, God, why don't you act? Why don't you do anything? See all the evil all around, what's happening. You have to do something about it. Look what's happening. Ashev gmul al geim, ad matay reshaim yalo, till when the reshaim are going to do damage? Yabiu yidabu atak, they talk and they babble, blah, 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 yabiu, blah, 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 and they talk like, and against everything. And itamru kol poale aven, again, what is poale aven? We said somebody who gets power and he uses it in a bad way. Amcha Hashem yedaku, they torture your people, your only people, the people that you have in earth, they torture them. But not only them, almana veger yarogu, also their own people they torture. As we said, evil doesn't stop with us. It doesn't stop anywhere. They always are going to, let's say, to behave nasty to the weak people. And that's exactly the reason that we are in this world. We want them to wake up from this horrible dream. Look around us, what they're doing, killing each other in unbelievable ways. And that's Almana veger yarogu veyomru lo yireya. God doesn't see, doesn't look, he doesn't understand. But the problem is that we are damaged. We are looking in and says, God, what's happening? What's happening? Binu boarim ba'am uksilim atay taskilu. So David HaMelech is saying, uksilim, you are stupid. Who created ear? Who created the eyes? Hanota ozen alo yishma. Why, he doesn't hear? God give you the power of to listen and to speak. So God doesn't see what's happening. Ayotzer ayin alo yabit. He created the eye. He gave you the power of to see. Doesn't he see? Of course he sees. So why is he not doing anything? Hayoser goyim alo yochiach, hamlamed adam dat. And here says the Rashar, here's an unbelievable thing. What is hayoser goyim alo yochiach? What do the goyim know? What is good and wrong? What is right and wrong? Do they know?
They should know. If they know or not, it doesn't look like they know.
But says the Rashar, here's hayoser goyim alo yochiach. You cannot rebuke somebody if you didn't give him the power to make the difference between what is right and what is wrong. So he says that each one of the human beings of this world have what we call matzpun. What is matzpun?
Conscience.
Conscience. Each one of us, doesn't matter if he's Jewish or if he's a goy, he knows that. He also amlamed adam that. He gave him the power of knowing the connection between thing and know what is right and what is wrong. In other words, there is no excuse, I didn't get the Torah. So what? God gave your conscience inside to know what is right and what is wrong. And if you have this conscience, you have to act accordingly. And you see it when you come, even to jail, when you come to people, what did you do? Nothing. But you blamed the murderer, or you did this, or you stole. No, I'm innocent. Everybody, 90% are innocent. Because you have this conscience, and you have to quieten it. So how do you quieten it? You build a story that will help you to do things. No, I did this. The Nazis, Yimach Shimam veZichram, what did they do? They say the Jews are not human beings. They are like animals. So then they had the excuse to do what they did. But they needed an excuse because they knew deep inside, they didn't have to go deep. They knew that they're doing wrong. But in order to quieten their conscience a little, they built stories. The Jews want to control the world, they want to take everything, and they take all our money. But the real truth is that they knew exactly what they are doing, that what they are doing is evil. And that's what he's saying. Hashem yodea machshavot adam ki hem ha'evil. God, so why? Why is it happening? What's happening? Why is God not interfering? Because God knows exactly what's happening. And what you're asking God to do, to raise up and do, this is the wrong request. Because God is doing it all the time. There is a mission, there is a test, there is a something that God is leading the world to somewhere. And this somewhere, this the way, unfortunately, sometimes it's not so nice. But the world has to go through this procedure. And this is, God knows what men think. And he knows that it's all nonsense. And there is another thing. Ashrei ha-gever asher te'yasrenu ya umitrotcha lemandeinu. God sometimes brings us difficulties in life in order to make us stronger, to give us the power to get. For example, I've been now in the Tekes Siyum of Givati. And no, it was first of all, it's, when I looked around, it was unbelievable. Everybody talks against the Haredim, against this, against that. And know what I saw there in the parents, there were Druzim, there were ultra Haredim, there were religion, religious, not religious, everybody. All Am Israel and those of or not Am Israel are also there. And you know, to look at it and see that they all really are fighting for the same cause. They're fighting for Am Israel, for Medinat Israel. And they're standing there and all the parents were proud because if they're there, they're proud with what their kids are doing. So nobody talks about this. This is not no news. Nobody will talk that he saw, I think, at least 30, 40 Haredim in the Kahal. At least. Nobody will talk about it because that's no news. They like to talk about the Haredim. They are against this, against. His kids are going to the army. Okay, of course you have all kinds of people. But this is the problem. If we want to be together, we have to understand and listen to our conscience and to understand what is right and what is wrong. And it is wrong to look at the bad things. It is good to look at the good things, to try and be together, to get together. And if you don't do it, this is the idea of Am Israel being, he writes here an unbelievable idea of why is Am Israel spread all over the world? Because God wants the world to fix itself. Now, how can the world fix itself? If you have a court, and the court is dealing between two people that are the same, that both of them have power, both of them are from the good society. So this is not justice. This is justice because you know if you are going to do something wrong with one of the sides, he's going to go against you. But if you have in the same court somebody from the high society and from the lower people, now this is the test if you're doing justice or not. And that's exactly the idea why Am Israel are spread all over. Because God wants the world to see Am Israel, to see how they behave, and from the other side to see who is raising up to help Am Israel when all the things are happening to us. And there are Hasidei Umot HaOlam. They are not a lot, but they are. But in other words, one of the ideas of God spreading us all over the world is for us to fix the world. It doesn't sound so nice, but this is one of the reasons that we are there. To make them understand, to see the truth. Yes, to be an example. And we give them an example. The power of the Jewish nation through all what it went through. This is something that you can write books on books and nobody will believe a word that you're talking about. How can somebody go into the fire in the concentration camp and smile and be happy and sometimes singing Anima Amin? How can you believe this thing? And how can you believe when you see in the Siyum of Givati, you see all those kids, they're going next week to Gaza. Next week they're going to be in Gaza. And the parents are there, and you know, they're proud of what their children are doing. How can you believe this? How can you understand what's going on? This is the idea of being a mensch. This is the idea of looking at things and combine things together and understand what this purpose of this world is. And one of the main things in our life to look at those things and understand what it's all about is Shabbos. That's why Mizmor Shir Leom HaShabbat, on the first look, it's got no connection with Shabbos. Nothing on Shabbos written there. But when you understand the idea of Shabbos, that Shabbos is really the water that you drink in order to get the power to go through the week, then you sit on Shabbos and you think about God, about the creation. Think about Am Yisrael, what they went through. See the glory of God. This is 24 hours that you are with God. This is Me'en Olam Haba. And you have to find the power in yourself to see this, those things. And then, when you see this, then you have a real Shabbos. This Shabbos, you know, you start Lechun Ranena LaHashem. Do you so? You know what Lechun Ranena LaHashem Narel Tzur Hashem is talking about? If you read it next time, we're not going to go into it now.
Being happy that Shabbos got here.
But that's be happy that Shabbos got here and be happy with all that you see that doesn't look so good, but when Shabbos comes, you are anyway praising God, and you sing to God, and you're happy, because it's talking about Al Takshuv Hem Ki Yom Masa, Ki Mirak Yom Masa Bamidbar. It's talking about our 40 years in the desert. This is not exactly the glory of Shabbos. In other words, the comparison between our life today to the life of Am Yisrael in the desert. That with all the difficulties, they had God with them all the time. So with all the difficulties, we've got Lechun Eranena LaHashem, Nariya LeTzur Ishenu. That's our, we are going to praise God anyway. And that is the general idea of, I just went through all the other things, but Mizmor Shir Leom HaShabbat is for us to sit with God for 24 hours and think about this beautiful creation and what can we achieve in thinking about it, and what can we do for all the others. Then we will get to the Yom HaShabbat HaOlami that we're waiting for it. Yeah.